broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here live. And yes, we are live on this Friday, July. Why do I always say January? Anything with a J in it, I say January. July the 7th, 2023, 7/7/23, 20 minutes past the hour. Now, let me tell you about my morning. So here's what's happened this morning so far. Yesterday, we decided that we were going to do Pastor Whitaker's show and the two remaining hours of this program from the Marion County Fair. And as many of you know, last night we had a little bit of connection issue, and we were offline for about 14 hours. So when I came on this morning at 8 o'clock, I was here in the studio, and I said, well, we're going to have an hour of repeats, and I'm going to run down to the fair, but we're coming back at 10:15, and I hope we're connected, and if we are, everything will be hunky-dory. So I go down to the fair, and guess what? As of about 20, 30 minutes ago, we are connected. And actually, we are connected now. So we could be doing shows from the Marion County Fair right now. But now, here's the hitch in this giddy-up, is that I got a message from Pastor Whitaker that he is under the weather today, so he would not be able to do the show from the Marion County Fair. So basically, that just left Matt and I for 3 hours sitting at the Marion County Fair to do the show. And right now, there's not a whole lot of traffic in there with all the veterans events going on. So we shouldn't have any trouble getting on the air tonight starting at 5:15. But we thought, well, we'll just come back here to the studio. That way we can take phone calls. So I hope everybody is chatty out there this morning for the next 3 solid hours, but that we are back up at the Coliseum. So that is a good note. Now, Matt, that's my morning. So basically it was my house, studio, fair, studio. That's been my day so far. And then it'll be fair and possibly studio later on today. I'm making a lot of traction between here and the Coliseum.
I know the feeling. I've been driving around a lot the last few days.
Well, I mean, thank goodness it's not a long drive between here and there. I mean, we left at 10 o'clock and still got back here with plenty of time to get on the air.
Yeah.
So here we are live in the studio. Now, does anybody have anything to say about that whole deal? Well, hello, there's one of our fans, I guess, outside. 740-383-9944. Now, what this all does mean is that Charlene, your Del Taco $10 gift card and your Well, I don't know. She might have got the gift card. I don't see. No, the gift card's still here. Charlene, we got the $10 Del Taco gift card and the Del Taco beanie here still for you. And Judy Smith, we've got your Port Clinton VIP Safari Wildlife passes here in the studio as well, if you'd like to pick those up. And we'll be here till 1 o'clock today at the studio. All right, 740-383-9944. Now, Matt, I was trying to kind of give, because we had some in and out last night during the final 2 hours, but I do have it taped. I did check that while I was at the fair today, the 2 hours with Mary Ellen and George and Rex and Dana and you and Craig and me and Sean, the whole spiel last night. I do have that all at the fair, so we will broadcast that as a special at some point, but what'd you make last night of the fair? You've been there the last couple nights, but last night I think really took the cake from 6 to 8 o'clock.
I agree. I wasn't there like the 4th of July, obviously, but it was like, compared to the, what day did I show up the first time?
Wednesday.
I hit my knee. Compared to Wednesday, it was so, well, I wouldn't say so much better. The Wednesday show was nice, but the show yesterday was just so nice. There was just so many guests. We did so many things.
Well, I just said, even trying to explain it would be hard to do, because you had, it was like a paparazzi thing at the beginning. At one point, I turned over as I'm interviewing Mary Ellen and George, and there's like 4 people there with cameras and video cameras and cell phones and a professional camera over there. So that was strange to start it off, because normally that doesn't happen. And then we had Mary Ellen talking about actually entering the Demolition Derby, or wanting to enter the Demolition Derby. I'd never heard that story before. Then we had the whole incident with the deep-fried Twinkie. That was very interesting. We had George sing the PS 117 song loud, to the point where people applauded around us in the Coliseum. He belted it out. We had a trip on a golf cart, thanks to Sheriff Bales, down to the gyro stand and the funnel cake stand. Then we all shared in a funnel cake. There was just so many things that happened last night that were of a peculiar nature that made it fun.
I agree.
Oh, and then the magic. The magic.
Yes. Rex and Dana are, like, they're incredible. Like, especially the one with the dollar bills.
The dollar bills, turning $5 bills into $100 bills.
I want to do it.
It's fascinating. And they did that right in front of Mary Ellen, and she certainly knows what's counterfeit and not yeah. counterfeit when it comes to money. So that was very unique. So the whole thing was just, from top to bottom, fun, exhausting. When I got home last night, I got the pictures and the video from you, and I got the pictures and the video from Sean, and I was like, you know what? I can't even work on any of this right now, because I'll just have to put that off till tomorrow. But it was all good stuff.
I agree. Yesterday was fantastic.
It was a night to capture.
Yeah.
Now, as a 19-year-old, being around two people who are over 90, and Rex and Dana, and myself, and Sean, and Pastor Craig, and the whole spiel there, what's it like to be in that atmosphere? And the fair?
That's a good question. Usually I'm just interested to hear what they have to say. They always say things that are interesting. They like to share history of Marion. Like, they can remember things from so far back that, like, I didn't know people kept track of. Like, if I ever get to their age, I don't think I'll be able to remember. Because, like, George was telling stories from, like, 1950s.
Well, George was born in 32.
Just, like, if I can tell stories from, let's see, like 70 years.
70 years.
That's insane.
Yeah, those two people, and they both are fully intact mentally, and they both go back 90 years, over 90 years, here in Marion. And they both were Marion born.
You learn a lot of history from Marion when you talk to those two. I didn't know that they used... I knew that they used the Coliseum for arena football. I went to a Marion Blue Racers game a few times years ago. But that was nice. But they said that originally it was a skating rink?
Skating rink. They played hockey there at one point. Wrestling was a big thing there. Mary Ellen talked about the Tough Man last night, the Tough Man competition that used to be there. So, yeah, there's been a lot of stuff at the fair over the years.
I wonder why they don't use the Coliseum so much anymore.
They used to use it quite a bit, and I'm not really sure why things have gotten away from the Coliseum, and it's too bad.
You think they, like, raise rates or something?
I don't know. I don't know what it costs to rent the Coliseum. I doubt it's a huge amount. But maybe it's if you rent the Coliseum and then you pay for the act that's coming in, maybe you're afraid you're not going to sell out 5,000 seats.
I mean, you said that, like, you used to, like, they used to have, like, rate or wrestling matches. And
oh,
they would sell out 5,000 seats.
Every month.
That's... And then one day they just stopped...
Well, no, I think it dwindled over time, and I think that's probably the fear now. I think they kept doing it, and then the crowds progressively got smaller and smaller. And renting a big room like that is much harder to pay for and insure than a smaller room. And also, when you, let's say you draw 500 people. Well, 500 people in a small room looks good and sounds good. 500 people in a room that seats 5,000 doesn't look or sound very good.
Yeah. That's only, like, what, 10% of the available capacity?
Yeah, so I think that's probably one of the reasons it changed.
It's unfortunate.
But maybe it'll get back there. Maybe something will sell out. You know, a lot of those arena football games did not have great attendance, and I think that's probably one of the reasons they're not doing those anymore.
I think they probably didn't have great attendance because... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think the Blue Racers were ever really good.
You know, I think I went to one game, and probably not. But do you think people would have gotten into it anyway? Do you think anybody knew what the records were or anything?
No, I don't think anybody knew any of those people's names.
There you go. And then they had these cheerleaders who were... I don't even know what you'd call those people.
I don't remember the cheerleaders.
There were cheerleaders, and I think they were Marian dancers, and I'm not even sure who put them together, but that was not something that you would behold as a... I don't think you'd put that up on a shelf as a great thing in life.
Why not?
I don't know, it just wasn't entertaining. I don't think they had great choreography, and when you go to something like that, I think that's what you want to see.
An arena football?
Well, I think in any football game. I mean, you got the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. You've got almost all football teams now have people like that. But if you're not together and it looks poor, I don't think that's all that entertaining.
I didn't even know that arena football had cheerleaders. It's like semi-pro football.
Well, it did. Ours did. But it, like I said, it wasn't that great. And it was also the Marion Mayhem. There was another one there at one point, an arena football team.
No, it was definitely the Blue Racers.
That didn't go over very well. So, you know, it was what it was, and now it is past. But we do want to participate with people on the telephone who are out there listening. So do we have a Family Feud question ready to go?
I do not.
We do not.
Give me a few minutes
here. You know what? I wonder if we have an extra one over here.
We probably do.
Maybe one left over.
Oh, actually, I think I might have some on the list from the other day, because I made some, and then...
Oh, you have some from the other day.
Yeah, because we struggled on things you take camping, remember?
Oh, yeah, that didn't go very well.
Yeah, I still have three more topics.
Okay, let's go with the first topic.
Most loved holidays.
Oh, and how many answers do we have here?
Six.
Most loved holidays. 740-383-9944. We are at the studio today. 740-383-9944. Most loved holidays. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. What are your most loved holidays? You know, this could be a struggle today because I told people I was going to be at the fair. So this could really be an off day for everything. Most loved holidays is the category, and the telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, we do have things that we can give away here today. We have not given away a neighbor's pizza, a large neighbor's pizza, in quite a while. We have not given away any of the African Safari wildlife passes to Port Clinton. We could do that as well. So there are things we can give away today as a prize as we progress through the morning. But the Family Feud question here this morning is most loved holidays, and there are five, you say, in this category.
Six.
Six. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I do want to mention again today, the Marion County Fair is up and running, 173rd edition. Today is Veterans Day. You can get in until noon for free, so you still have a couple hours if you're a veteran to get over there and get in for free. Now, the breakfast, the Veterans Breakfast, is already taking place. The rodeo happens tonight at the fair at 7:30, and the demo derby on Saturday at 6:30. Go ahead, caller.
How about Christmas?
Christmas.
Christmas is number four on the list.
Christmas number four on the list. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Christmas comes in at number four on the list, so we've got one. There are four left to go.
Five left to go.
So there were six altogether.
Six altogether.
I thought you said five altogether.
And then you said five earlier, too, and I had to correct it. This is the third
time. Well, see, this is why you should be introducing it. Most beloved holidays, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is number one on the list.
Thanksgiving number one on the list. So Thanksgiving is number one. And Turkey Day.
I enjoy Thanksgiving, probably. It's my favorite holiday.
And where did Christmas fall on the list?
Number four.
Number four.
See, supposedly this is statistic based, like people were asked about their favorite holidays, but I'd probably have to disagree because this list looks very unrealistic.
Most beloved holidays is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
How about 4th of July?
No 4th of July on the list.
The holiday that just passed us, the old 4th of July. No 4th of July on the list here today. Most beloved holidays is the category we're in. 740-383-9944. And we're still connected at the fair, so this is a good thing. 740-383-9944. Most beloved holidays. And we have Thanksgiving at number one. And did you say Christmas at number four?
Christmas at number four.
And there are four remaining now.
Yes, four all remaining answers. Right.
And the 4th of July is not one of them.
That's surprising.
Well, I don't. Apparently, the other day was not a popular day. Certainly not in the top six.
It's kind of insane to think that, though. There was lots of people celebrating the 4th.
Yeah, but I guess when they think about beloved holidays, I guess it doesn't fall in the beloved category. I guess you have to love these holidays.
Yeah.
Other than that, I really don't know. Go ahead, caller.
How about Halloween?
No Halloween on the list.
No Halloween on the list today.
Halloween or Valentine's Day are probably my two least favorite holidays.
Now, why don't you like Halloween?
There's just no point for it. You literally just walk around. It's just a holiday that's designed to make you buy candy. And that's it.
Well, some people like dressing up.
You can dress up year-round. Go for it.
And then you have Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is equally the same thing. They just went from, like, you know, $2 a rose to, like, $14 a rose. And then it's just another money grab.
So another candy holiday.
Yep.
All right. 740-383-9944. Most beloved holidays, Thanksgiving number one on the list, and Christmas number four on the list. But there are still four left. 740-383-9944. And we've got about 24 minutes left in this hour. So far we've got Lee in the competition. Now we will be giving away things today. Probably the large one-topping neighbor's pizza, because I do not have any Del Taco stuff with me. We could give away the Port Clinton passes, but I know people prefer to eat, I think. They like to eat.
Yeah, eating's nice.
Yeah, so we have the food here that we can give away today. 740-383-9944. Most beloved holidays. Go ahead, caller.
How about Labor Day?
No Labor Day on the list.
No Labor Day on the list here today. Well, that's interesting as well. No Labor Day. Most beloved holidays. No 4th of July. No Labor Day.
No Halloween.
I don't think Halloween's a holiday, though.
I don't know that it's considered, like, I know we celebrate it as a holiday.
Well, I don't think we celebrate it as a holiday. The banks don't close or anything.
Well, yeah, neither does school. You just, like, people celebrate it.
Right, but a holiday's Christmas, everything's closed. Thanksgiving, everything's closed. Those are holidays. 4th of July, everything's closed.
We were open on the 4th of July. And we're also open, I don't know about Christmas, but I know we're open on Thanksgiving.
But half a day.
Yeah, half day.
So there you go.
Like, till 6.
Yeah. So there is a break in it at some point. Most beloved holiday is the question here today on the Family Feud. So far, we just have Thanksgiving and Christmas. All right. Still four left to go in the holiday category. 740-383-9944. Most beloved holiday. And we are at the studio today. 740-383-9944. Who else is going to get in to win a chance to get the large one-topping neighbor's pizza today? Really the only thing we've given away this week.
People really like pizza. Pizza's got to be one of America's favorite foods.
Well, and neighbor's pizza has been a popular choice here. I think everybody who's gotten a pizza from neighbor's pizza has enjoyed it. So that's positive.
I've never had Baker's pizza. I don't eat pizza.
Baker's?
Yeah.
Delicious.
I don't eat pizza, but like I like the one in town. What's that one called?
Go ahead, caller.
How about Mother's Day?
Mother's Day is number five.
Five. Mother's Day number five on the list here. So we do have Mother's Day clocking in at number five. The category is Most Beloved Holidays. Mother's Day, Christmas,
and Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving. But there are still three others left to go. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Father's Day.
Father's Day? Father's Day is number six.
Father's Day is number six. All right, there's another one. Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Christmas,
Thanksgiving, and two more.
Two more to go.
All right, two to go. Most beloved holidays, 740-383-9944. A large neighbor's pizza could hang in the balance here today. Most beloved holidays, 740-383-9944.
The pizza shop I was thinking of, I think, is Genova's.
You know, I haven't had a Genova's pizza in quite a while. I remember it being good. I like Domino's.
Domino's?
Never been to Domino's?
No.
Very good. They have
Does
more...
Does Domino's have subs?
At one point they did. I don't know if they do now or not. It's a crusty pizza. They have a lot of crust.
I mean, that's okay. I just don't like pizza sauce. That's literally the only reason I don't eat pizza.
A lot of garlic on that, too, which I enjoy over there. Go ahead, caller.
New Year's Day.
New Year's is not on the list.
All right, no New Year's Day on the list here today. So New Year's, when everybody gets a little tipsy, I guess not on the list today.
That's almost surprising. People love a reason to drink.
They do, but a lot of people get hungover on New Year's Day.
Yeah,
that's I guess true. New Year's Eve is really where the celebration's at.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite holidays. 740-383-9944. What are your favorite holidays? Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, after Lee mowed down all the high grass, I'll slip in there for the little ones. How about Easter?
No Easter on the list.
Okay, thank you.
No Easter today on the list. Yeah, Lee's knocking them dead here this morning. he's knocked four of them out. But Easter not on the list.
No Easter.
Now, there's only so many holidays, and we've guessed the 4th of July, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all these holidays. Go ahead, caller.
How about St. Patrick's Day?
No St. Patrick's Day.
No St. Patrick's Day on the list here today. List of favorite holidays. List of favorite holidays is where we are here today. Now remember, we'll be broadcasting from the fair tonight, 6:10 until 10. Possibly. We'll be on the air from 6:10 until 10. We might end up back here for the last 2 hours. We'll have to check that out as time goes on today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Favorite holidays. That's what we're looking at.
What's your favorite holiday, Scott?
My favorite holiday would probably be... You know, I like Thanksgiving, but I don't dislike Christmas. Christmas is fine. Both of those holidays, I have get-togethers at my house, and Christmas Eve is when I have one of the get-togethers, and then I have the other on Thanksgiving, and I like those. You get people over, we have a good time. Thanksgiving's a little easier because it's not presents involved, but the problem with Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving night, I try to put the decorations. So it's a busy, busy day altogether because the next day I come in here. So the day after Thanksgiving, I have to come back here and do a show the next day because we kick off the official holiday season here the following morning, that Friday. And we put up the tree and do the whole thing on the air, top the tree. So that's a busy time, Thanksgiving. Christmas is a little less busy. Christmas Eve happens, and then Christmas Day is kind of relaxing, and then, you know, it all kind of dissipates the day after.
My favorite holidays are either probably Thanksgiving and Christmas, but for the same reason of we get to hang out with a whole bunch of our family and eat food.
There you go. That's all you need. Favorite holidays. So far, Lee, the only one in. He's in several times today. We got Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, and Thanksgiving. Two still left on the list. What are the two holidays that we have not obtained yet? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
They're good ones.
Really, we've went through July 4th, we've went through Labor Day, we've went through Easter, we've went through a lot of them, but still New Year's, but not on the list. Two still left on the list. What are these two favorite holidays that we have not come across here? No July 4th.
No July 4th.
Favorite holidays. 44 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, where did these categories or holidays that we have fall on the list so far?
So, Thanksgiving falls in at number 1. Christmas falls in at number 4. Mother's Day at number 5. And Father's Day at 6.
So, we're missing 2 and 3.
Correct.
We're missing holidays that are pretty high up on the list.
Supposedly.
Okay. So we've got some high ones up here on the list that we do not have yet. Favorite holidays. 740-383-9944. What are they besides Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, and Thanksgiving? 740-383-9944. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
President's Day.
No President's Day on the list.
President's Day does not make this particular list today. No President's Day on the list. That's a holiday.
It is, in fact, a holiday.
You know, I thought for sure that Easter would be on the list. I also would have thought 4th of July would have been on the list. I would have thought New Year's Day might have been on the list.
See, that's why I don't... See, like I said, it's supposedly like they actually asked people what their favorite holidays were, but I don't know.
See, I'm not even sure that Mother's Day or Father's Day is a holiday. I don't know that either one of those are actually holidays. Go ahead, caller.
Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther King Day is not on the list.
No Martin Luther King Day on the list here today.
When I was in 8th grade, I had this teacher, and we had this project due. And I asked her if alternatively, instead of doing this project, if I could just memorize the entirety of the I Had a Dream speech and then give it to the class.
And you did.
And I did.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Labor Day? It's coming up. We all labor all the time.
No Labor Day on the list.
Boy, I think we're running out of the holidays, aren't we?
Getting close.
What's the next one with the beginning of the letter?
Yeah, give us a letter on the next holiday.
Starts with an M.
M.
They had Mother's Day, didn't they?
Yeah, we got Mother's Day.
Okay.
Okay. Begins with an M. I think I know what that is. That's interesting that it's that high up on the list. I would not have guessed that. 740-383-9944. Favorite holidays. Go ahead, caller. Well, we lost that one. That might have been a guess that didn't begin with an M.
Yeah.
Holidays that begin with an M. Favorite holidays. But there's one that doesn't begin with an M as well, right?
Correct.
Okay. Favorite holidays. 740-383-9944. That's what we're looking at here this morning. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is number two.
Memorial Day, wow. Number two on the list. That's kind of shocking.
That's what I was thinking. That's
why in the world is Memorial Day so high up on the list? Better than Christmas.
I guess people in the United States are just patriotic.
But not 4th of July.
I guess not.
No 4th of July. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Memorial Day.
Yeah, that's interesting. Are you shocked that that's number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Memorial Day at number two. That's strange.
Very.
So we've tried all the summer ones now. We got Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. We've got Christmas and Thanksgiving. We've got Mother's Day and Father's Day. We've tried Easter and New Year's Day. And number three on the list still exists.
Number three still there?
And it's a holiday. All right, what's that remaining holiday that we do not have yet? 740-383-9944. I think we went through all the ones in winter. We got Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We've had President's Day guest.
What do we even do on President's Day?
See, I don't think those are Martin Luther King Day, President's Day. I don't think there's really a whole lot of celebration.
So are they more like days of remembrance than like holidays, if that makes sense?
I think so. Now, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I do see a lot of gatherings and maybe speech contests and things like that. But President's Day, really nothing. President's Day is kind of a wash for the most part. Favorite holidays is the category. Go ahead, caller.
How about Valentine's Day?
No Valentine's Day on the list.
No Valentine's Day on the list here today. The water is getting high during this particular broadcast.
There's only so many holidays left.
Yeah, that's very strange. Well, we're running it down here, 49 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Favorite holidays. One left on the list, and so far Lee has pretty well cleaned up this category. But there is one left that you can get in if we can figure it out. Number three on the list. Favorite holidays. 740-383-9944. I don't know. coming up on 50 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. Go ahead, caller.
Let's go with that Green Beer Day, St. Patrick's Day.
No St. Patrick's Day on the list.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Bye.
Bye. No St. Patrick's Day on the list here today, so that's not on the list either.
It's getting rough out there, Scott.
It is. The water's getting high because I can't even think of another holiday now. I'm trying to run through my mind. New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Valentine's Day, President's Day, St. Patrick's Day. Go ahead, caller.
New Year's Day.
No New Year's Day on the list.
No New Year's Day on the list. So we've been through New Year's Day. We've been through Martin Luther King Day. We've been through President's Day. We've been through Easter. We've been through Memorial Day. We've been through 4th of July. We've been through Labor Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Give them the list again, and I guess one missing.
So far, we have at one Thanksgiving, Memorial Day 2, Christmas 4, Mother's Day 5, and Father's Day 6.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Groundhog Day?
No Groundhog Day on the list.
Groundhog Day does not make the list. Favorite holidays is what we're looking for here. Favorite holidays. 9 minutes left in this broadcast, but we're going to be doing this for the next two solid hours here because we're not at the fair today. Tonight we'll be at the fair, but not today. We're here in the studio having a good time. Go ahead, caller.
My boss says Cinco de Mayo, however you pronounce that.
You got it. Cinco de Mayo. What is it? Is it on the list?
No Cinco de Mayo on the list.
Oh, my goodness.
No Cinco de Mayo, which is one of those holidays now when we can light off fireworks. No Cinco de Mayo on the list here today.
I think the United States just loves explosives. That's why we like fireworks.
I forget the holidays that you can do that now. It's New Year's Day, Cinco de Mayo, 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day. There's another one in there, a weird holiday that nobody would celebrate. I don't know. One left on the list here, 740-383-9944. Favorite holidays is the category here today. Go ahead, caller.
How about Juneteenth Day?
No Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. Now, did you hear the conversation from the fair the other night about Juneth? did you listen to Pastor Craig last night?
Oh, man.
No, I didn't.
Well, you'll have to listen tonight, our last night from the fair, starting at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. No, the whole Juneth thing. Well, we might come back to that down the road. All right, we're talking about favorite holidays here. That's what we want. Favorite holidays. One still missing on our list. Go ahead, caller.
How about Good Friday?
No Good Friday on the list.
That's a good guess. Good Friday. Right around the Easter holiday there. No Good Friday on the list here today. Well, 52 minutes past the hour looking for favorite holidays. Favorite holidays. We've got Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, Christmas, Father's Day, and Mother's Day. But there's one missing, and it's number 3 on the list. It even ranks above Christmas.
I think this list has some flaws to it.
I don't know how it ranks above Christmas, because I can't... We've done St. Patrick's Day. We've done... You know, there's only one holiday left in my mind that I think we haven't guessed. And if it's above Christmas, I can't imagine why or how. Go ahead, caller.
Christmas Eve.
No Christmas Eve on the list.
Good guess.
All right, thanks.
Now, see, I like Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day, so I'd probably have to fall into that one. No Christmas Eve.
We have Christmas at my grandma's house, Christmas Eve.
I love Christmas Eve. Go ahead, caller.
How about Old Glory Flag Day?
Flag Day.
No Flag Day on the list.
Okay.
No Flag Day on the list here today. Well, favorite holidays is the category. No Flag Day. No Christmas Eve. 740-383-9944. All right. The calls are heating up now. They must realize that we are on the air today. Go ahead, caller.
And May, is there a date that's May Day?
May Day, 1st of May.
No May Day.
Okay.
No May Day on the list here today. 1st of May. 740-383-9944. Holidays. Now, nobody's hit the one that is the only holiday I can think left that we have not hit. Let's see. I'll write it on the back of this, and you tell... Well, maybe this person will have it. Let's see here. Maybe they've got the holiday. Go ahead, caller.
How about President's Day?
No President's Day.
No President's Day on the list. Now, you tell me if this is it. Because this is the only one left I can even think of. That's it?
That's the one.
Oh, so I'd be a winner today.
You would?
Okay, now, I don't know how that ended up above Christmas and I don't know. But I guess it did. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Well, that caller left us. Maybe they were going to guess President's Day as well. 740-383-9944. But that's the only holiday I could possibly think that there was left that we haven't guessed.
I know. There were people listing off holidays I've never heard of before.
Yeah. But that's interesting that that's above Christmas and other holidays. Go ahead, caller.
Is that anything to do with any of the wars?
Yes.
So now I just my mind just went bingo.
you're on the scent.
How about the letter?
A first letter.
Wait, if we gave you the letter, you would get this. It's one of those oddball letters that very few words begin with.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, this is a. I don't think there's another holiday that begins. Well, there is. There is another holiday that begins with this letter, but we've already guessed it.
Yep.
But it's one of those... I'll tell you, it comes at the end of the alphabet. How about that? Comes at the very end of the alphabet. Go ahead, caller.
Well, somebody said New Year's Day, but not New Year's Eve.
No New Year's Eve.
And that's the
oh,
party
my
day.
Lord, I'm out of... I can't even think it anymore.
That's terrible, isn't it?
See you guys.
See ya. Yeah, we're looking for... But this is a holiday. I would be a winner today. It's the only holiday left I could possibly think of, but that it's number three, I'm glad it's number three on the list, but it's shocking to me that it would be number three on the list.
I agree.
List of favorite holidays. Number one was Thanksgiving. Two was Memorial Day. That I don't get. Four was Christmas. Five was Mother's Day. And six was Father's Day. But number three on the list is a holiday that has to do with the military, let's say that. Wars, things of that nature. And the first letter comes at the end of the alphabet. 740-383-9944. Now, we've had a lot of guesses here, but interestingly enough, Lee is the only one in so far for the pizza, Large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping. But we're going to do this for the next two solid hours, so you got to stay tuned. We're not going anywhere, so don't you go anywhere. 740-383-9944. Favorite holidays.
I like holidays. I like the ones where I don't have to do things.
Now, do you celebrate this one that we haven't gotten yet?
Not so much, but when I was in school, we did. We would have basically a party thing for the people.
Now, I think people still get off for this holiday. I know banks are closed. I know federal buildings are closed for this holiday. So it's still observed, there's no doubt about that, but I do think people, clearly people forget it.
Yeah?
Except the people who made this list out, who put it number three on the list. But it is a federal holiday. What is that federal holiday that we're all looking for? Go ahead, caller.
Maybe Matt can give us a hint on, I can't say that either. What month?
What month? Now, that's, now this is, because if nobody gets this is interesting that this has been forgotten, but it's in November.
That's my birthday's in November. Okay, I'll get back with you.
All right, it is in the month of November. You know what everybody's doing right now? Now they're going to grab their calendars. They're going to go grab their calendars, and they're going to flip to November, and there it'll be.
It's okay. I immediately thought about just somebody Googling the answer. Just holidays in November.
Well, I've told people don't Google, because that ruins the fun.
I agree.
But now you could run to your calendar and pull up the month of November, and you're going to see this holiday, and you're going to say, why didn't I guess that? But this does say something interesting, that this is the one that we've forgotten. 59 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Now, we're going away here in just about a minute for a top-of-the-hour break, but we're we're coming back, so don't you go anywhere. And we're going to be live in the studio giving away a pizza here, and we want you to get in because Lee's the only one in so far, and we want to get more entrants into our competition here today. And we've got 2 solid hours of just Matt and I here in the studio enjoying ourselves WGH, the WGH way. That's right. Are you surprised at the number of people at the fair who know us?
Kinda, yeah.
I see. Well, we're popular. 740-38399. I had a very nice lady come up this morning and say something nice to me as she was going by the pie sale or the pie thingamabob. Go ahead, caller.
I remember Veterans Day. Is that it? It's not a Z.
No. Well, no, but V comes at the end of the alphabet as well. Now, did you pull a calendar out?
No, Carol was talking Veterans Day. That was the month of November. That's Scorpio. They said George Kosotis. He was the 2nd of November, and I said, mine's the 8th. I was born in 41. He's born in 32, and my brother was born in 31.
You know what's interesting about that? Today is Veterans Day at the fair. Today's Veterans Day at the fair. And also, we always say that we should remember Veterans Day, and nobody ever does in November. And yet, when we're guessing, we don't remember it either.
Yeah, as it showed me for a big loop, you know. After all the big names, you know, that it would be logical, you know, that we almost went through all of them. We're heading into another, they'd say, well, Ted, you're crazy, but they're going to be here at the end of the year, you know, so, yeah.
Not too. Yeah, well, keep listening. We're going to continue on with a new category next hour.
Okay.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. We're going to keep adding to the list. Lee, you're the only... No, now Ted's in. We got Lee and Ted in. All right, we're coming back with much more. Next category. Let him think about it during the break.
Next category. Name food you'd find at the fair.
Oh, food at the fair. Right after my heart. We're coming back with food at the fair at a quarter after. Don't go anywhere.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Do you like... Don't like Snooki, huh?
No, she's fine. Let her go and be well. But that show, I thought the Jersey Shore, was not a particularly positive depiction of Italian-Americans.
Did you feel like you were being inquisitive, or do you feel...